Some pursue happiness, others create it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Some pursue happiness, others create it. Well, we ask the question, what kind of person am I? What kind of person are you? Do we pursue happiness, or do we create it? I had a letter today from one of our students, and he was asking about, are we responsible for people who die? Are we responsible for people who live? Are we responsible for people in the universe that we've never even met, that we don't even know about? And that was the gist of one of his comments. Are we responsible for that? And, of course, the answer must be yes. We are responsible for anything and everything. Now, we like to say that we are God, we are the creators of the world, we are the creators of our world, creators of everything around us, and so forth. Now, let's just step aside for a moment. Let's say God is a being, and God is separate, and God created the world. And like the Bible, God created people on the world, and God created everything that was. Now, is God responsible for all that creation? And the answer is yes. Now, where did the Bible sort of draw an interesting different conclusion? And the conclusion was, first, in the Garden of Eden, God told Adam and Eve they couldn't do something. Well, now, you cannot tell your creation that they cannot do something. That's just not kosher, you know, that's not done. And then God came into the garden. He says, Adam, where the heck are you? You know, and Adam was hiding behind a bush because he didn't have any clothes on. And God said, my goodness sakes, what's so new about that? You never had clothes on since I created you. You know, well, I'm ashamed. What are you ashamed of, Adam? Well, I'm ashamed that I did something you told me not to do. Well, you see, if that's the kind of world that we create, if that's the kind of people that we create, if that's the kind of a God that we are, that we don't even know about our own creation, then yes, we are in a very interesting world. But I believe that God is universal, that God is the allness, that God is the inness, that God is the totality of everything. And I believe that God creates all things and knows everything that it has created. As Jesus said, God knows when a sparrow falls. So I think that God knows all these things as it wishes to know them and as it does. Now, I also think that in the divine pattern of us as God, and God is God and all is God, that everything is created to live eternally. Now, we have the illusion of death. We have the illusion of sickness. We have the illusion of lack and limitation. Such silly things, you know. There's no lack. There's just abundance everywhere. God does not create lack. There's no sickness. God doesn't create sickness per se. Sickness is when we don't recognize the abundance. It's when we start judging. And we start judging and saying, I have only a little bit of the all. I have only a little bit of what Bill Gates says, you know. And gee, isn't that too bad? Well, you say, how did Bill Gates get to be so good that he could demonstrate such infinite abundance in his world? He doesn't have infinite abundance. He has a lot of money, but that's not infinite abundance. If Bill Gates had infinite abundance, he would be in charge of all the money in the universe, and he would speak his word and say, okay, everyone is beholden to me. Now, shape up. No fights, no arguments. You're all perfect, and I want to see you perfect. You're all living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. I want to see you living in your, you don't get a penny from me until you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, you know, and sort of like, you got the allness, but you don't get it unless you're going to be perfect like you're supposed to. Now, Bill Gates conceivably could be that way. He's not, but he could conceivably be that way and take care of that right away. And, can you be that way? How are you? Some pursue happiness, others create it. Now, are you creating happiness, or are you pursuing happiness, or what are you doing? What is it that your life is all about? Is your life all about to be, or is it you are already it? Now, this is the question that many ask. Do you create people dying around you? Sure. You create people being sick around you? Sure. You create limitation around you? Sure. Is that reality? No. Well, how do you create something that's not reality? Well, I just have fun at doing this, you know. Well, who has fun at creating limitation and poverty and illness and things like that? Who has fun at that? You do. You do. Because it's not the truth about us, not the truth about you, not the truth about me. But we create that. And when we create that, what are we doing? Then we're just saying, some people pursue happiness and others create it. So we're the pursuers of happiness. We're not the creators of it. If we're the creators of happiness, we will create ourselves living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We'll create ourselves having all the abundance that is enjoyable for us to use. We'll create ourselves just unlimited in every possible way. And we'll create ourselves whole and perfect. And everybody else. That's the big thing. We'll create everybody else whole and perfect too. We'll create everybody in this universe, everybody which we created anyhow, whole and perfect. We will not create people becoming. We'll not create people sick. We'll not create people poor. We'll not create people in lack. We create them abundant. Now, to do that means we have to see ourselves that way first. And truly, however we see ourselves, that's how we see the rest of the world. If we see ourselves in limitation, we see the rest of the world in limitation. If we see ourselves in sickness, that's we see the rest. If we see ourselves in death, we see the rest of the world as. See? Now, what are the only things that are sure of in life? Well, they say the only things that are sure in life are death and taxes. Well, isn't that a wonderful thing to say? The only things that are sure in life is eternal life and unlimitedness. That's the only things that are sure. But that's not where we put our attention. So now it's up to us to really start to pay attention. Some people pursue happiness, others create it. Let us create happiness. Let us create abundance everywhere. Let us create fulfillment of everything everywhere. Let us be the masters of everything. And not because we see illness, say, oh my God. If we see illness, you say, I got to clean up my house here. Take out my spectacles and wipe them, you know. Right? Isn't that something? Right. How neat. How neat. We have within our brains our mind, which has infinite capacity, but we're not using it. We have within our bodies infinite wholeness and perfection, but we're not using it. Our bodies are pure light, but we're not using it for that. Now, let's begin using it that way. Let's begin looking at everybody on earth as whole and perfect. I go to see people who are in the hospital, and I say, you're whole and perfect. And they say, what? I said, you're whole and perfect. I said, you want me to see you any different? If you want me to see you different, then you're creating me as the devil. You know, the devil only sees illness and health problems and limitation, not God. God creates all good, all abundance. Now, abundance and lack of abundance are just what?
An illusion.
They are just illusions. They are just attitudes. Both are just an attitude. Now, neither is right, neither is wrong. You can have an attitude that I have almost all the wealth in the world. You know, or I have almost none of the wealth in the world. I mean, what difference does it make? Anytime you have a judgment in there, then you have nothing. So, are you absolutely perfect? Are you absolutely wonderful?
Yes.
Are you absolutely all? Then that's it. Then live it, be it, and express it. So, it's up to us to stop having attitudes that are contrary to our reality. So, let's have an attitude that's in harmony, that's harmonious with our reality. And that attitude is, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. Now, my bank account's in divine order. What does that mean? Whatever is needed is there. You know, whatever is enjoyed is there. My body is in divine order. What does that mean? My life is in divine order. What does that mean?
Okay.
You see, some pursue happiness, others create it. And so you and I, we create it, and we love it, and it's good and very good. And that's what it's all about. So, you have a lovely day, and create happiness, because that's your reality, that's my reality, and that's the only reality there is. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Stay.